Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am sitting in with Doc Bill, my favorite road buddy, the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Hi, Doc Bill.
How are you doing? Sapelo Island Birdhouses is the place to be, particularly as the weather gets warmer.
I know. It's spring now, so it should be a perfect time to go and walk the beach and collect some driftwood and seashells.
Seashells, have some great food, and see what new projects are going on. We have a project coming up sometime in the future we'll talk about that's happening on Sapelo Island.
Oh, can you give us a little teaser?
It involves a place to stay and a museum.
Oh, great, great, great. Well, I like more places to stay because so many people are interested in Sapelo because of the history there, the great beaches. There are two beautiful, pristine beaches there. So you really have your choice. And you're really almost like on a private beach because when you go, there's probably no more than, say, 5 or 6 people on the beach. And if that's too many, you just walk down a little bit and you have the beach all to yourself.
That's true. It sounds almost it's like a private island.
It really is, because what is it now? Maybe about 35, 40 people that actually live on the island full time?
Yeah, but it's an island the size of Manhattan. That's kind of nice.
So the island is the size of Manhattan that has what? About
14 miles long and about 2 miles to 3 miles across.
Yeah, but Manhattan has how many people living?
4 million.
4 million. And Sapelo has 35. Okay. So if you don't have enough room to roam around on Sapelo, I really don't know how much room someone needs. Right. So Sapelo is a perfect getaway. You can disconnect. You can just, reconnect with nature. And you can stay in one of those beautiful cottages and have all of the amenities of an urban home. Yeah. Flat screen TV, Wi-Fi, all of those things. But, you talk about electronics, and I'm kind of throwing those things out there. I just got back from the Travel Goods Show in Phoenix, Arizona. And what the Travel Goods Show is all of the things that are coming out that are part of sort of the travel paraphernalia that you take. So whether that's suitcases, backpacks, little bags that you put your toiletries in, it really covers the whole gamut of that. And I got a chance to see what some of the new and trending things are coming in for 2014. And you know what I really found was very interesting? Is that the black suitcase may be on the way out. Everything was colorful, and when I say colorful, I mean really bright colors. The fuchsias, the oranges, purples, blues, lots and lots and lots of color. Also, lots of luggage with print on it, too. So it was really kind of interesting to see that. I mean, of course, the black suitcase was still there because that is, I guess, a tradition. And you saw some gray and also saw some brown. But that colorful type suitcase is certainly coming in.
That's interesting. Also, when you look at new devices, people are actually looking at things for protection, things that protect your credit cards, things that protect your passports. And there's a whole bunch of array of things coming out, things that deal with something called radio frequency identification. And these are just little chips that put out signals that you can read via a scanner.
I was so surprised to hear about it when I was at the show, because so many of the vendors that were there have some type of product, whether it is actually having something to guard against those scanners being able to read all of your information as part of a backpack or part of a suitcase where you might put your wallet in, all the way to wallets and billfolds that actually had something in place there as part of the fabric to kind of halt that whole being able to have a scanner do that. Because the surprising thing is that the person who's trying to scan your information through the radio frequencies could be standing right next to you, or they could be several feet away and be able to scan this information. And while in the States, we don't have a lot of the use of that with credit cards, but as your credit cards are renewed, those little chips are going to be placed in credit cards. So although this may not be really well known yet, it really is going to be an issue that we need to think about in terms of protecting ourselves.
And I think that's right. And if your credit card doesn't have a chip in it now, you can actually request your credit card company to put a chip in it for you. A lot of places in Europe, and they don't use magnetic strips anymore. They're all done with chips. So you can call the credit card company and ask, I want a credit card with a chip in it. And they will do that for you.
Well, you know, that's a good point, because if you are traveling to some of the European countries, you need the chip in there, because the chip really does make it easier for using the credit card and that information being gained from the credit card. So a lot of merchants probably will be moving to that. But here in the States, we're not quite as far advanced with that as they are in Europe. But also, too, passports are coming out with those as well. So just a word to the wise on that, you know, really start looking for products with that RFID protection, a label on it. And I think, like I mentioned, I saw so much of it at the show, I think you're going to start seeing that just as a standard with some of those goods. Now, speaking of which, I brought you back a wallet from Alette Wallets. It's very thin, and it's known as that. It's like the thinnest wallet that's out there. And it does have the RFID protection in it. What, have you used that wallet yet?
Not yet, but I'm about to put my cards and stuff in it and get rid of my thick wallet.
Yeah, they kind of say or advertise that you can get rid of kind of that wallet look
right
back there. So you don't have that kind of imprint. It's much thinner. Now, I have put some things in the one that I have. You can put your passport in it as well as several credit cards. And it really is very, very thin. I was kind of surprised to see that. So definitely look for those wallets. They're very thin, and you can get a lot in them, including your money, not just credit cards and a passport, but you can also get other things in there too. Now, another really interesting product that I saw was something called the Aero Tray, and it's really perfect for a lot of uses. It's a tray that you can actually put in your bag. It folds up really nice and compact. You can even store like your iPad or a small computer inside of it as it folds up. But when you open it, you can put it on your tray table on an airplane. And it's lifted off of the tray table. This is how I would explain that. So you actually have room on your tray table then where you can put your drink and your snack and that kind of thing and not worry about it spilling over onto your computer keys or any of that kind of thing. But the unique thing about it is that then when you get to where you're going, you go to the hotel, you can also use that if you're using your computer while you're in bed and the computer gets really hot on your legs and that kind of thing, you can use this for that reason as well. Or if you're sitting out by the pool, lots and lots of different uses for that.
That's true. There's another device, or actually it's a piece of clothing known as a Scotty vest, which is a vest which allows you to put in your iPad, your iPhone, whatever electronics you're using. And the vests are quite neat for the fact that once you take them off, you can put them on the conveyor belt when you're entering the airports, and they're aware of this vest, so you don't have to take any of your computer devices out, and they can just scan the vest.
I love that, and I saw that vest too. That vest is really, really cool because it's very secure as well, because the Scotty vest then could go under your jacket.
Correct.
You know, another vendor that I saw there was a vendor named Pack Safe. That's PACSAFE. And they are the leader in anti-theft travel gear and bags. Everything from backpacks to camera bags to the rollerboard suitcases to really small purses. They really make really great anti-theft products. And what they've done, they originally came out with this wire mesh that you could actually put around your bag for protection with a lock on it so that someone couldn't come and slash your bag and then take something out. I guess they could probably, if you don't have the PackSafe bag, but you're using only the wire mesh, then somebody might still be able to poke it, but they won't be able to get anything out. Or they may be able to slash it, but they won't be able to get anything out. But now what PackSafe has done is they've actually built the wire into the fabric, so it's all one part of it, so it just looks like a regular bag. And what this does is it really prevents now you from even being able to really slash the bag and open it. They also have straps that are anti-theft. You can't just simply cut it or slash those either. They have great zippers, wire lining, as I mentioned, anti-theft anchor locks that will make it a little bit of a challenge for someone thinking they can just kind of quickly unzip that backpack. Because, you know, that's always a challenge if you're carrying a backpack, is that you don't really know what's going on behind you. So you need something that has some type of anti-theft lock or some type of anti-theft protection on that. Now, PackSafe, I'm going to actually review some of their bags when I go on my next trip. I'm heading to Norway in a little while. And I will actually take the PackSafe bags with me and give them a review when I get back. But I think I'll be quite satisfied with them because you do always worry about someone maybe slashing your bag. So already I'm feeling a little bit more confident with that.
I agree. This technology is good to use. And again, when you think about travel, it's good to see what's coming out there new every time and trying to keep up with it.
Well, there are so many new things. And another product that I didn't mention was something called a Kulik Caddy that you can put in the freezer. And it almost acts like a little kind of cooler. Because you put it in the freezer, you let it freeze, and then you can put bottles of water, medicines, makeup, whatever you need to keep cool in there.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. It's really, really great. Wow, that was a great show. Let's thank again our guest, Valerie Bradley from the Macon Bibb County Convention and Visitors Bureau. She was a great guest. And as we go out, we have another Macon musician favorite, Buddy Green. And join us again in 2 weeks when we talk about springtime in Georgia. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.